songs. Oi!
I'm Elsa Levasseur, and I'm a sustaining member, and I give monthly on the internet. It's so easy to listen to WGXC Accra.
If you're enjoying what you're hearing now, pledge your support during our Tower Power Fall 2022 Pledge Drive. WGXC.org/donate or call 518-697-7400. Your support is needed now. And you are in tune to WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears, serving Greene and Columbia counties in upstate New York, as well as international audiences online. Tune in at 90.7 FM, wavefarm.org/listen, tune in, and the Wave Farm radio app on your smartphone. Our website is WGXC.org.
Survive All, one of the nation's leading manufacturers of fallout shelters, now combines sturdy steel with durable concrete block for
a civil defense approved basement type do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Ensure protection for your family. See a Survive All shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Catherine A. Lady of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
This is the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Current Democratic Representative Paul Tonko from the 20th District votes with the positions of President Joe Biden 100% of the time, according to the 538.com website. Republican Elise Stefanik, currently representing the 21st District, votes with Biden's positions 19.3% of the time. Democrat Pat Ryan just began representing the 19th District and has yet to be included in the rankings.
Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. Democratic congressional candidate Josh Riley holds a 5-point advantage over Republican Mark Molinaro in the 19th congressional district race, according to a Spectrum News Siena College poll released October 6. Poll found Riley with 46% of the vote compared to Molinaro's 41%, within a 5 percentage point margin of error of a survey of 470 likely district voters from September 25th to September 28th. The congressional seat includes parts of the Hudson Valley, Southern Tier, and Central New York, and is among a handful of House districts in New York that could determine control of the chamber in the November midterm elections. The poll showed Riley with more support from independent voters than Molinaro, 46% to 40%. A majority of voters have no opinion of or do not know enough about Riley, a first-time candidate. According to the poll, a majority of voters in the district hold an unfavorable view of President Joe Biden, and Governor Kathy Hochul, a Democrat, is in a close race against Republican candidate Lee Zeldin. The majority of voters in the district do not like the direction the country is heading. The cost of living and inflation concerns were cited by 52% of survey respondents as the top issue in the race, followed by threats to democracy at 31% and abortion at 28%. Riley campaign manager Cobby Ice said, and I quote, "We're encouraged by today's poll results, but taking nothing for granted. Voters are ready for a change from professional politicians like Mark Molinaro, and Josh is running to bring new leadership that puts people over profits," end quote. Molinaro's campaign manager, Will Dawson, however, declined to say much other than the campaign was focused on Election Day, not polls. Read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. Mid-Hudson News reports that Democratic congressional candidate Josh Riley claims his campaign raised more than $1.6 million in the third quarter and has more than $1 million cash on hand for the final weeks of the election. Voting begins October 29th and ends November 8th this year. With new congressional districts because of redistricting, Riley is running in the new 19th congressional district against Republican Mark Molinaro, who has yet to announce his recent fundraising totals. Riley said, and I quote, "We are proving that people-powered campaign can beat one bankrolled by corporate PACs and special interests," end quote. A recent Siena poll conducted between September 25th and 28th showed Riley with a 5-point lead over Molinaro, but within the poll's margin of error. WSKG reporter Vaughn Golden wrote on Twitter about the poll, and I quote, "The margin of error here is so immensely large that it's plainly silly to use this or any similar poll to suggest someone leads or trails 5-plus weeks before an election, especially if you factor in the number of undecided voters, too," end quote. The poll did give Riley a 52-44% lead outside the poll's margin of error in Greene, Columbia, and Ulster counties. Molinaro is from Dutchess County, which is not in the new 19th congressional district. Riley lives in Broome County in central New York, which was added to the district in redistricting. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Tyler A. McNeil reports in the Daily Gazette that Representative Paul Tonko has declined to participate in another debate this election cycle. Tonko will not agree to a debate hosted by the Daily Gazette October 19th in Schenectady. Liz Joy, Tonko's Republican opponent, has said she would participate in this event and at least two other debates. But Tonko has only agreed to one with public television station WMHT on October 27th. Tonko campaign spokesperson Sean Madges said, and I quote, "Councilman Tonko looks forward to the debate he has already accepted on October 27th to further demonstrate to voters his record on growing the Capital Region economy, fighting for reproductive rights, and repairing democracy after his opponent organized a bus trip to the January 6th insurrection," end quote. Joy, meanwhile, criticized Tonko for ducking so many debates. Joy said, and I quote, "It's disgraceful that a career politician since 1976, Paul Tonko, refuses to accommodate the request of the Daily Gazette," end quote. In 2020, when also running against Joy, Tonko would only agree to one debate. The 20th congressional district election begins October 29th and now includes Rensselaer County. Read the full story in the Daily Gazette.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information.
And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, it will be sunny with a temperature high near 66 degrees. And Saturday night, mostly clear with a temperature low of around 42 degrees. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 61 degrees. And Sunday night, a chance of showers after 2 a.m. It will be partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 42 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia County.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Paul and Liz of Kinderhook, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Give me liberty, or give me death!
WGXC, the station that gives you liberty.
Number 10.
Her resist.
try to escape it. This is no mediocre debris. My ancestress this is the odor.
From the 2022 album Fossera, this is Ancestress from Björk and Sindre Eldin.
Thank you.
from the 2022 album I. This is Lucretia Dalt with Contenida.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine,
nine, nine.
Thank you.
the 2022 album La Fenêtre Magique. This is Scanner with After Magnetism.
Number
2022 new music from Hitomi Moriwaki. The album's called Subtrochic Cosmos, and that was Numbers on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Solar-powered radio for open ears.
Number
7.
Here is the 2022 song Natural Information, from Bill Callahan, also known for his work in Smog.
This natural information all this natural information got me in a state of deep contemplation of this natural information. Of this natural information,
baby down the street. All I see is little feet. As she sleeps, I dream. I dream natural information. I dream natural information. A breeze upon the Isle of Skin. Meadowlark lemon lies within. Natural information. Within natural information. Within natural information. Within natural information.
This is the Eli Escobar remix of the Us Girls, or US Girls, however you want to say it, recent pop smash So Typically Now.
stared in Kingston's booming. That's a real nice snake. Can I make a step zooming? You moved upstate, so take it day now. I'll send you an image if you would just come. Kingston's booming, ripping out my roots. What the hell am I doing? I moved upstate, so typically now I sent you an image. You sent me a thumb down. Traders with them, they run the show. So you sold off your condo. You're shoving it down, you're dropping it out. You always get what you want though. You under duress, I'm freaking out. Yeah, I'm changing my passwords. I'm the best of my own, I bless. See you someday in heaven. You need a time out. Ask and you shall receive. Then you find out it's all that you really need. You need a time out. Ask and you shall receive. Then you find out it's all that you really need.
Number 5 5 5 5 5 5
5 5
Next here is the Hudson-based band Babehoven with their song Often from the 2022 album Light Moving Time.
There's a way.
2022 new music from Paramore there. This is Why is the name of the song.
Number
three.
Was 2022 new music from DNRES, Denres. That's Aaron of Buke and Gase, who live in Hudson. Aaron is the male half. There's a female Aaron also in Buke and Gase. Have I confused you enough? This is the first track from his first solo project on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
two.